You're listening to the Public Daily Briefing by Atlas News.
Today is April 26, 2024. Intelligence cutoff is 0-100 hours. Brief length is 6 minutes. Let's get started. Starting off in Latin America, where Mexico's Senate just greenlit the establishment of a new pension fund, aiming to bolster payouts for those with the lowest incomes. This move is part of a pension reform initiative put forth by outgoing President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The proposal garnered the support of 70 senators, with 43 opposing and 2 abstaining, following a vigorous debate that stretched into the evening. The reform's goal is to ensure that retirees receive 100% of their last monthly salary, up to around 16,777 Mexican pesos, $975 US dollars, reflecting the average monthly wage for workers affiliated with Mexico's Social Security Institute. Yeah. Having cleared the Senate, subsequent to approval by the lower house of Congress earlier this week, the bill now awaits López Obrador's signature to become law. Senator Giovanna Banuelos voiced support for the reform, emphasizing its aim to grant workers a retirement that upholds dignity and justice. Initially, the fund will be seeded with approximately 40 billion Mexican pesos, 2.32 billion USD, sourced from unclaimed savings held by workers aged over 70 in dormant accounts managed by private fund administrators, known as Afores. Critics have raised concerns that this measure might jeopardize the savings of certain Mexicans under the management of Afores, an assertion rebuffed by the government. Mexico's Association of Retirement Fund Entities has assured that individuals will retain control over their accounts, emphasizing that this aspect will remain unchanged with the implementation of the new initiative. However, opposition figures, including Xochitl Galvez, a prominent candidate in Mexico's upcoming presidential election in June, have expressed skepticism. Galvez accused the ruling party, Morena, of attempting to divert Mexican savings into a public fund for their discretionary use, characterizing it as an act of theft. Next is Europe, where the arrest of the assistant of European Parliament lawmaker Maximilian Kra has sparked widespread condemnation of the right-wing Alternative for Germany, AfD party in Germany. This incident has brought renewed attention to the AfD's perceived alignment with Russia and China, a supposed stance that has long drawn criticism. The assistant's arrest has shown a critical spotlight on the AfD's relationships and raised concerns about its susceptibility to foreign influence. While Kra announced his intention to terminate the employee in question, Jian Guo, he affirmed his candidacy as the AfD's top contender for the European Parliament election in June. During a parliamentary debate, lawmakers from both the government and opposition sides took aim at the AfD, citing its alleged complicity with foreign powers. Konstantin Kula of the Free Democratic Party, FDP, characterized the AfD as a vulnerability in Germany's defense of liberal democracy, pointing to the party's propensity to adopt narratives propagated by China and Russia. Similarly, a lawmaker from the conservative Christian Democratic Union, CDU, accused the AfD of betraying the German people, highlighting the party's supposed shifting allegiances between Russia and China. In response, AfD Representative Stefan Keuter dismissed the accusations as attempts to deflect attention from other political failures, portraying the party as the target of a smear campaign orchestrated by mainstream politicians. Meanwhile, prosecutors in Dresden disclosed that they were contemplating an investigation into Kra himself, albeit unrelated to the case involving Guo. Reports had surfaced alleging potential financial ties between Kra and pro-Russian entities, prompting scrutiny from authorities. Kra has vehemently denied receiving any illicit payments, attributing the investigation to media sensationalism. Likewise, Peter Beistren, another prominent figure within the AfD, refuted allegations of financial impropriety involving a pro-Russian network. Ending in the Middle East, where Argentina's pursuit of Iran's Interior Minister Ahmad Vahidi over his alleged involvement in the 1994 bombing of a Buenos Aires Jewish community center has sparked a diplomatic row, with Iran vehemently rejecting the accusations and warning Argentina against baseless accusations. Iran's foreign ministry issued a stern rebuke to Argentina, cautioning against influencing bilateral relations and urging the country not to heed the advice of those who oppose their partnership with Iran. This exchange comes amidst a geopolitical landscape where Argentina, under President Javier Milei, is realigning its foreign policy to align more closely with Israel, one of Iran's largest rivals. The 1994 bombing, which claimed 85 lives and injured over 300 others, remains one of Argentina's most tragic events, with no one convicted for orchestrating the attack. However, Argentina's recent efforts to condemn Iran for its alleged involvement have intensified, particularly as Iran faces mounting global isolation and sanctions. In a significant development welcomed by Israel, Argentina's highest criminal court implicated the Iranian government in both the 1994 attack and the 1992 bombing of the Israeli embassy in Buenos Aires, attributing responsibility to former Iranian officials and the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah. Vahidi's unexpected return to Tehran amid Argentina's extradition request has further fueled speculation about Iran's involvement in the attack and the diplomatic tensions it has generated. Despite Iran's denial of any connection to the bombing, Argentina has persisted in its pursuit of justice, coordinating with diplomatic channels to secure Vahidi's detention and extradition. That's all we have for you today. We'll see you on Monday.